Thank you. Good afternoon. We are here today with our CEO, Borja García-Egotxeaga, and our Deputy CEO and CFO, Jordi Argemí. During today's call, we will present the annual results for fiscal year 2019. The presentation of today is divided in four sections. First, we will see the business and financial review of 2019. Secondly, we will present what we believe is a step to enter into the biggest residential opportunity, the launch of Neinor Rental, a new business line. Thirdly, we will confirm our guidance for 2020, and we will review our ESG efforts. At the end of the call, as usual, we will finish with a Q&A session. With this, I will leave you with our CEO, Borja García-Egotxeaga.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for your time. I want to take all of you back to April 2019, when I took over the role of CEO of this company. At that time, I gave you five very important messages. First, we said that Neinor was a profitable company with the objective to achieve an EBITDA of 70 million euros in 2019. Today, I am proud to tell that we exceeded all our targets, and we achieved 104 million euros of adjusted EBITDA. We also mentioned that margin protection was a top priority for the company, and we were able to exceed our gross margin target, too. This wasn't an easy job. We dealt with construction companies in tough situations or even going bust. We dealt with cost inflation, but we have the muscle and experience to handle these situations. The results are in front of you. We made more money. That is 30% gross margin exceeding expectations. We also said that we have full visibility on our business plan, and today we continue to do so. We have 80% of our land bank under different stages of development. We are a developer with plenty of visibility for the upcoming years. The fourth message was that we will keep our focus on investors' profitability and dividend distribution. Today, I am proud to tell you that we are anticipating our first dividend of 40 million euros that will be paid on a quarterly basis during 2020, which means 0.51 per share. The last and most important message relates not to 2019, but for the future of Neinor Homes. We said, and confirm today, that we see plenty of opportunities to exploit the company potential. Today, this means Neinor Rental. We will go over this further down the presentation, but for now, I will just reinforce the message that we are making a big step to enter in the biggest residential opportunity out there. As you can see, we have been working hard and fully focused on execution. Today, it is a pleasure to show the solid performance reached by the company. Now, we will take a look to the operating highlights of the company. Following this, I will give the word to Jordi, and he will go in detail through the financials. I will come back with an overview of the status of our business plan and zoom into our land acquisition strategy. Now, if you please move to slide number six. Starting with the development activity, the company has the equivalent of 11,000 units of one of the best land banks in Spain, with more than 5,000 units of work in progress and finished product. During 2019, we not only delivered close to 1,300 units, but we were also able to request and obtain licenses and start new constructions to get full visibility for upcoming years. We'll see more information later on. On our commercial activity, we see a strong demand in our markets. I encourage you to go through the page 20 in the annex, which shows demand and supply in our markets. Not only there is a big gap, but that gap is increasing. We are sitting in the growth areas of Spain. On top of this, we keep improving our innovative go-to market and our Neinor stores. The technology which allow us to get 85% from our leads online. All this allow us to have more than 900 million euros of pre-sales and allow us to exceed our pre-sales targets in order to give further visibility to our business. The margin protection, I already commented on this. We have dealt with cost inflation, with problems with construction companies, and we resolved them all. and we're able to make even more money for the company. Moving on to our servicing business, it keeps generating great positive EBITDAs with €22 million during 2019 and revenues of €32 million, fulfilling our business plan. Moving forward to the next slide, Jordi will give you a deeper view on the financials that I quickly mentioned before.
Thank you, Oja. You have the key data points of the P&L in slide number 7. As already commented, we have closed 2019 with revenues of €489 million and EBITDA adjusted of €104 million. This basically means €34 million of additional EBITDA, and this is the result of the combination of the following five factors. On one side, the HPA capture and the control over the construction costs have implied a gross margin of 30% versus the 28% guided. On the other side, we have notarized almost 70 additional units versus the minimum target, since we have been able to anticipate the delivery of two developments from the north, the Ioandi and Abra. Third, we have been able to achieve more profitability per unit notarized thanks to the OPEX optimization plan implemented during 2019. Fourth, we have sold a land plot in Cañaveral, capturing full margin that was expected in the business plan for 2021. And fifth and last factor, servicing business line has achieved an EBITDA record of 68% versus the 50 to 60% guided. And coming back to the slide, last caption of the P&L, positive net income of €64 million. And here, it's important to say that it includes a voluntary impairment of around €10 million for the legacy product. Excluding this impairment and just focusing on the core business, the net income should have been almost €75 million. Now, if you look at the right-hand side of the slide, you will see the comparison between these numbers and the results achieved in 2018. As you will see, we have increased development revenues by 41%. We have multiplied by almost two times the EBITDA adjusted, and we have increased the net income by 28%. And excluding the voluntary impairment, it should have been 50% increase. So basically, from a P&L perspective, we have done a great 2019, accomplishing and even exceeding all commitments. And with a change in the mortgage law in the middle of the year, which has extended, unfortunately, timings by 1 month. This is definitely a big step to continue improving confidence from the market. Regarding the balance sheet, we have ended with a very strong cash position, €130 million of cash, excluding the deposits received by the clients. We said during 2019 that we were not in a rush to acquire land, that good opportunities would come sooner than later. So as you can see, we are very well prepared for this 2020. Regarding leverage, only 16% loan to value. This is below our guidance and also below last year, 2018, that we had 19%. And this is mostly explained by the strong cash position in our balance sheet just commented. Also, as every year we perform a new valuation, this has resulted in a GAV of 1.65 billion, NAV of 1.25 billion, and a net NAV of 1.2 billion. As commented at the beginning, this means a net asset value per share of 16.3 euros. And this means more than 60% upside compared to our current share price in the market. And finally, shareholder remuneration. The good result of 2019 and the strong visibility in the coming years allow us to anticipate the dividend of 40 million, which is added to the share buyback of 50 million euros already deployed. And these are not words. Now these are facts. These 90 million euros in total represents more than one third of the total commitment of this management team at the beginning of the year. And we will continue working to achieve what we promised.
Thank you, Jordi. Now please, let's go to slide number 8, where we show our high visibility for the next 3 years. The main message I want to give here is that in 2019, we not only generated the very good results that you just have seen, we were working on a daily basis on each one of the milestones we need to to achieve to have full visibility for upcoming years. We keep the targets we communicated last year. We have a solid grasp on timings, revenues, and risk control. We are on track for our 2020 deliveries, and we have a very good under-risk business for 21 and 22. As you can see, all developments for 20 and 21 are with all works in progress, and 20% on WIP for 2022, and another 42% already with licenses for also 2022. So now we go to the next and important topic in slide number 9, which is our land strategy. We always said, and we continue to believe, that we will only buy profitable and very accretive opportunities. At the end of last year, we started to see what we anticipated, the land market turning into a buyer's market. This disciplined approach now allows us to have more than 110 million euros of acquisitions firepower in a market where we see new and better opportunities on a daily basis. With regards to strategy, we keep focus in our markets. As mentioned before, we see a strong sales in our markets. These regions are the growth engines of Spain. In these places, supply is still far from reaching demand, and the trend is for the gap to increase. So we will keep acquisitions in our core markets. Also, let's keep in mind that 110 million euros is cash, and we will make sure to do equity-efficient acquisitions. Now we move to slide number 11. And this slide relates to the fifth and most important message that I gave back in April 2019. Today, we not only see plenty of opportunities to lever our platform, but we can confirm that we are going into full execution on a new business line. We are launching Neinor Rental, a rental platform with the goal to achieve 5,000 units in the next 5 years. The PRS sector is a massive opportunity today in Spain. Demand is growing at a fast pace, and there is very limited supply of products. Neinor, with a strong development platform, is perfectly positioned to capture this opportunity. We will start with a seed portfolio of 1,200 units and grow from there in order to become a full-fledged residential platform. With this, I will give the word back to Jordi, who will go into further details.
The strategy and business opportunity that Borja has just said is very clear. Now, how we will implement this new business line? Let's jump to slide number 12. We are going to launch a seed portfolio of up to 1,200 units. And why 1,200 units? Basically, because this is the result of cherry-picking in our land bank the best units for this business without affecting the business plan committed with the capital markets. And these units are in excellent locations with very solid rental market economics. What do we expect from this portfolio? We expect to achieve 6-7% gross yield on cost, which will represent a return on equity of 15% once stabilized. And these high returns means that we expect to multiply by at least 2 times the profit of these developments compared to our business plan of build to sell in a similar period of time. And from 3 to 6 times money should we keep these assets stabilized in our balance sheet. So there is no doubt on how accretive will be this new business line for the company and for investors, but always under 2 assumptions. The first one is that we are launching it fully financed. As you know, this business is highly capital intensive, and this has always been one of the concerns on this business. But I'm glad today to announce that we have secured with 4 Spanish banks around 100 million euros of financing, which means 100% of the capex required. And second assumption and result of the first one is that we don't need to raise equity nor use funds from the build to sell to finance this business line. So as a conclusion, this business line is a clear add-on. We keep the business plan and shareholder remuneration unchanged, and the proof is that we have even anticipated 1 year the 40 million euros dividend, and as a result, PRS will add net asset value for the company and for investors, and will anchor the potential platform valuation. We will split these 1,200 units into 2 different portfolios. The first one is represented by four plots with 611 units, and you have the details in slide number 13. As you will see in the slide, these four plots are Hacienda Homes, Sky Homes, San Sebastián de los Reyes, and Parla. These are in the most outstanding cities of Spain regarding the residential demand, as they are in Madrid, Valencia, and Málaga. These specific developments present contrasted sales demand and very high potential income with rents per square meter above 9 euros. And the deliveries will be during the years 2021 and 2022, and they will represent a total stabilized rent of around 9 million euros and an FFO of around 5 million euros.
Thank you, Jordi. Moving to the next section in page number 15, I will give you the guidance for this year 2020. First, you will see our target pre-sales coverage, which is 90% for 2020 deliveries, 65% for 2021, and 40% for 2022. We keep this as a top priority to improve cash flow visibility. In terms of profitability, we aim to achieve an EBITDA of over 100 million euros. We keep the dividend payout ratio at 50% of net income. And as we have said right now, we will launch 1,200 units for Neinor Rental. The first 600 you have seen previously in detail, and another 600 that are in process to be launched. In slide number 17, you can find a brief review of the most outstanding items regarding our ESG efforts. It is important to mention that at Neinor Homes, we care for all our stakeholders, which includes shareholders, employees, customers, suppliers, and the communities where we work. We keep improving our governance. We brought two international board members with vast residential expertise. We are the leading developer when it comes to sustainability. We are constantly looking for ways to innovate and to improve the quality in our business. And finally, and to wrap up, I would like to leave you a few messages. We have outperformed in every aspect our achievements in 2019. And I would like to thank to all people that make Neinor Homes for their amazing effort. Second, we will keep placing our shareholders as a top priority, and has been demonstrated by the dividend anticipation. With regards to our core activity, we feel very comfortable and optimistic for the coming years, since we have high visibility and a de-risked business for the next years. And fourth message is that we are proud to launch and execute Neinor Rental, with a clear goal to become a relevant player in what we strongly believe is a massive opportunity. And we're able to execute this as an add-on to our core business, with no impact in our business plan guidance. It is just in addition to our BP, and it's improving the NAV of the company. Last but not least, I want to reiterate that we will keep working hard to achieve and exceed again your expectations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Borja. Now we're going to go into the Q&A session. I encourage everyone connected through the webcast to submit questions in written form there. But now I will hand over to the operator to take the questions over the phone. Operator?
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question during this session, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone and please wait for your name to be announced. If instead you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. We will now be taking our first question from the line of Jose Gravo from Santander. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Just two questions, if I may. So the first one, it is on your remarks about land acquisition. So you said that you have 110 million euros in cash to make equity-efficient acquisitions. So could we think that, for instance, that the target of 250 million euros that you have in exclusive negotiation could be feasible for this year? That would be my first question. And my second question is on the GRI that you are assuming for the 611 units that you've announced from the four plots today. Are you assuming to get this 8.7 million euros of GRI, stabilized GRI in 2024? Are you assuming any inflation?
Okay.
Thank you.
And Mario La Piedra taking the first one regarding the land acquisition and efficiency of the equity. We have that 110 million of equity, and this exclusive of 250 million. We will try to do as much as possible to fulfill this 250 with the 110, but we have additional pipeline, so we will select out of that deals under exclusivity the best ones, and we will keep negotiating additional exclusive deals in the next months.
And regarding the second question, that was the inflation embedded in the GRI, no, that we are putting in place, there is, but we are extremely conservative, no, on what we have assumed. It depends on the location, obviously, but on average, we are in 2.5-3% roughly.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from the line of Flora Trindade from CaixaBank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hello, good afternoon. First question I have is just a clarification. So you will keep the 2.5 target deliveries at run rate, and on top of this, you will add the rental units. Is that it? And just to clarify. And I was just wondering if this decision to enter the rental business reflects any change in the view that you have for the home building sector. So considering the deceleration, are you seeing the entry into rental as a potential edge? If you can comment on the sentiment in the sector, home building, I would appreciate. And then secondly, the assumptions behind the 6-7% yield on cost you mentioned, does this include these 2.5-3% inflation you were mentioning before? Can you just give us an idea of what assumptions are you putting in this 6-7? And also, how do you see the regulatory risks for the sector considering the increasing pressure we are seeing in Spain regarding rents increases? Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Flora. A lot of questions from your side. Regarding the targets, no, in the run rate, and if the rental affects, no, these targets, the answer is no. And more than units, I think that the key metric here, as we said at the beginning of this year, was the EBITDA. EBITDA is 150 million euros at run rate level. We are going to keep that, and the rental will not affect that. On the contrary, at run rate, and once we have the rental, obviously, this rental, this income coming from the rental will be added to this run rate level. Okay? Regarding the second point, that was if this is a conservative, no, movement, because the development business or the build to sell is not strong. Of course not. Of course not. What we say is, on the contrary, we are being aggressive because we are saying that we are pre-selling well, that we are in the good locations where there is demand, so we are very comfortable with this. We are going to keep all the targets of the build to sell, the same business plan committed last year. But on top of it, what we are saying is that we are going to open a new lever to create value for the company, but also for the investors. And this is what we are doing, just an a pure add-on. The second point, the second question, it was the if the 6.67% gross yield includes the inflation, right? The answer is yes. Absolutely. Obviously, we can go through details, but probably it's not the momentum, no? Once we have the one-on-one call with you, if you want, we can go through them. And the fourth, there was a fourth question. I don't remember, Flora, the fourth question.
Sorry, sorry for the number of questions. It's just the pressure. So we're seeing not only media pressure and regulation.
Exactly, regulation. Look, we when we have taken the decision, no, as a ton to put the rental business, is because there is a clear concept which are fundamentals of the business. Okay, so this is a long-term strategy, long-term investment. So obviously, potential regulations can affect the short term, but the long term, it's about demand supply, and demand is highly above the supply. So we are not concerned on that point. But on top of this, obviously, what we have done is to analyze those regions that are less risky from that perspective. And if you look the regions that we are, or that we will be, current business are the ones that we feel very comfortable with.
Thank you very much.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. There are no further questions. Please go ahead, sir.
Sure. We have one question coming through the webcast. It's from Mariano from Kepler. Would you say in the medium term that Neinor could be conceived more as a PRS player rather than a home builder?
No, absolutely not. And this is important to clarify here today. Neinor is a developer, and our core business is to develop and to sell houses. In addition to this, we have today other lines working in the company as the servicing line that we do for our clients, and this is just an add-on for our company in our aspiration of being the company that gives fully services as a home builder.
And just to give you also a couple of additional data points, if you look at the seed portfolio of 1,200 units, this would contribute with 10 million euros roughly of EBITDA. So at the end of the day, it's less than, it's basically 5-6% over the total contribution of all our business lines, no? And if you take the our vision of 5,000, this would imply a 40 million euros FFO and an EBITDA of almost 50 million euros. And again, this would represent 25% of total contribution. So, no, we are a developer, a core business, and this is an add-on and a complement.
Okay.
We do have, sorry for the interruption, we do have one further question on the phone from Ignacio Romero from Sabadell. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yes, hello, thank you. I have one question just to clarify your yield on cost estimate for the rental business. You mentioned that you target between 6 and 7%, and I was wondering if that includes as the cost of the land, the book value, or is that the valuation as of December?
No.
It's
a book value. It's a real book value of the land embedded, so the real cost for the company. Land
okay.
Plus CapEx.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks to you.
There are no further questions.
Okay. We do not have any additional questions on the webcast, so that will conclude our results call for today. So, operator, you can close the call.